Pope Francis lent his voice Thursday to the argument that climate change is a moral problem with the release of his long-awaited encyclical on the issue. KUER's Judy Fays reports on how the message is being received in Utah.
Juliana Borio-Goetz is parish coordinator for the St. Francis of Assisi Catholic Church in Orem. She's also a retired Brigham Young University physical sciences professor who's grateful to hear Pope Francis talking about climate change in such strong moral terms. She says his message isn't just for Christians, but for all humanity, and it goes deeper than gas-guzzling cars and energy-efficient light bulbs.
I think those are some of the simple lifestyle changes he's encouraging us to think about. Do I need the biggest, fastest, bestest? Or can I live a more simple life so that others can just live?
Utah Catholic leaders will develop a kind of lesson plan this fall for putting the Pope's ideas into action locally. Similar work is already being done by Interfaith Power and Light, a national group with a Utah chapter headed by Susan Soleil. She says the Pope has refocused the conversation to acknowledge that the people least responsible for global warming suffer its harshest effects.
We can't talk about anymore whether or not the science is accepted. We really just have to engage in the work that brings down our carbon footprint because of the impact on the poor all around the world.
Soleil says the encyclical can and should be a springboard among people of all faith for a dialogue that's needed urgently. Judy Fays, KUER News.